poll, majority disagree with Biden's belief that global warming is the greatest threat. By Hannah Blow on June 14, 2021. A majority of American voters disagree with President Joe Biden's statement that global warming is the greatest threat to America, a Rasmussen Report survey released Monday found. Last week, while delivering a speech to American troops in the United Kingdom, Biden echoed members of the radical left, identifying global warming as the greatest threat to the United States. The military sat us down and let us know what the greatest threats facing America were. The greatest physical threats, Biden said, recalling his days as vice president under former President Barack Obama. This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was? He asked. Global warming. However, Americans do not agree with that assessment. When asked if global warming is the greatest threat facing America, 54% said no, followed by 29% who said yes and 17% who remain unsure. Even a majority of Democrats failed to identify it as the greatest threat, although a plurality, 42%, hold that belief. One-third of Democrats do not believe global warming is the greatest threat facing the country, but one-quarter remain unsure. Notably, 56% of independents and 76% of Republicans reject the assertion altogether. When asked if the federal government is doing too much or too little to fight global warming, 43% said too little, 33% said too much, and 15% said the current level of action is about right. Predictably, opinions are divided on party lines, as 53% of Republicans believe the government is doing too much and 63% of Democrats believe it is doing too little. Additionally, a plurality of likely voters, 43%, said they are not willing to pay any more than they already do each year in higher taxes and utility costs. Even among voters who agree with Biden that global warming is the greatest threat facing America, 16% say they wouldn't be willing to pay anything more a year in taxes or higher utility costs to fight the problem, while just 20% would be willing to pay $1,000 or more annually. The survey, taken June 10 and 13, 2021, among 900 likely voters, has a margin of error of +/-3%.